On the phone with us now is Elizabeth Birch, who's executive director of the Human Rights Campaign. That's the nation's largest gay rights organization. Welcome.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Fine. I'd like to ask you first about that second item that we heard about, the measure that came pretty close to passing the Senate that would have outlawed job discrimination against gays. Are you, first of all, encouraged by that vote, even though, as Peter said, this measure has not been passed passed by the House?
Well, Robert, I think that obviously we came within a hair of a profound victory. This is the first time on the floor of the U.S. Senate that a proactive piece of civil rights legislation that would protect gay Americans was argued and then voted on in the Senate chamber. And I have to tell you, it was nerve-wracking and it was very saddening when we came very close. But we should note it for what it is. It is historic. It is a very near victory. And I think a few other things happened today that, you know, should be noted for the historic record.
But could I ask you, though, first, in this particular case, you say it's historic that there was a vote on a job discrimination measure. Is that a great problem? I mean, were there many people who have been discriminated against in employment who would benefit from such a law if it were ever passed?
Oh, absolutely. There are hundreds and hundreds of cases. And, in fact, Robert, we know that it's a problem because a great number of the finest chief executive officers in this nation have already taken the steps within their own corporation. Over half of the Fortune 500 have instituted very similar policies to the Employment Non-Discrimination Act in their corporations. Companies as diverse as Disney and Microsoft, even Harley-Davidson has such a provision, you know, Kodak, Xerox, household names have taken this step. So as usual, Congress lags way behind corporate America in this case, and also public opinion. I think that you may have noted, like many of your listeners, that it is a near impossibility to find a poll these days. We've seen several of them lately that the polls basically support the proposition that the American people don't want to see gay Americans discriminated against, and particularly in the workplace.
But let's take the other issue that was voted on today, which was the Defense of Marriage Act. Now, in that case, I think a lot of Americans would say that a vote of 85-15 in the Senate to define marriage as a heterosexual union between only two people does reflect what we see in a lot of polls and questionnaires of what people think about this issue.
Right, and that's precisely why this issue and this vehicle was picked by a handful of political religious extremist groups like the Christian Coalition and Focus on the Family to use as a very mean-spirited instrument to divide the country in this critical election year. There is nothing that is an emergency about this issue in this country today. All 50 states do not allow people of the same gender to marriage. One state is grappling with it, as was noted in the opening to this segment, and we won't know until early 1998 if the state of Hawaii will even allow it. This was jammed in to this legislative agenda, and I have to tell you, just like employment 5 or 10 years ago, which was an anomaly, Americans hadn't thought about it a great deal, you'll see in the next few years, as families think about this issue, they think about their gay and lesbian sons and daughters and their legal unions into adulthood, you will see a profound shift in public opinion. But next to no education on this issue has gone on to date.
Well, does that mean that we should expect to hear gay and lesbian organizations doing a lot of political education, trying to advance arguments in favor of same-sex marriage, even though it is so unpopular?
Yes. I mean, I think you will see education on this front, and you will also see gay and lesbian organizations like the Human Rights Campaign moving forward very strategically. In parallel, while we educate on the very sacred issue of how do we order our adult lives and come together in unions where benefits flow in the same way as between straight Americans and their within their relationships, you'll also see a very strategic set of stepping stones achieved, starting with employment.
And on that note, I'm going to have to thank you very much for joining us, Elizabeth
Okay,
Birch.
Thank you, Rob.
Elizabeth Birch is Executive Director of the Human Rights Campaign, the nation's largest gay rights organization.